This is Phil Rowe on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Right now, though, we introduce our guest to you. We have in the past featured the Lions Club of Cambridge. We've had them on our Sunday breakfast show in the past, and we've bumped into them at various locations while we've been doing some outside broadcasts. They do some wonderful charitable work. We've never, though, featured Newmarket Lions Club. And we'll put that right now. So Paula Stannard is here, who is the president, I nearly called the chairman, but the president of Newmarket Lions, and she joins me this morning. Hello, Paula.
Good morning, Phil.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me along today.
Also with you, but I think she's probably going to just bide a while off microphone, is your public relations officer. She's putting you straight and probably nudging you at the right points. Christine Rawlinson, welcome to her as well. We might just get her to join in a little while. So, Lions Club International, you've had your centenary. It all started in the United States.
That's correct, yes. And as you say, I was lucky enough to be invited to Buckingham Palace last month. And we went along on the coldest, bitterest day of the year, I believe. But we made the journey and had a lovely reception there. And as you say, our patron, the Countess of Wessex, she was there. And came along and gave all the members, 350 Lions there, a lovely speech, and spoke to quite a lot of the members present. And it was a thoroughly enjoyable evening, and I was honoured to be picked and go along.
Very nice. I've not been to BP myself, other than obviously at the gates at the front of the palace, but it sounds like you had a really great time. And I know you switched to train because the weather was so inclement, you weren't sure if you were going to get there otherwise if you went by car.
That's correct. Yes, the to go down on the motorway was abandoned, and we went from Cambridge North Station.
Oh, yes.
Which I believe is quite new.
Indeed.
And got down there successfully, so it ended well. We made it, but there were lots of people, as I say, 350 from all over the country, and some people had made very long journeys to get there.
And were they all presidents of various clubs around the country, or were they some of them just, I say, plain old? They're very important. They're not plain at all. But the other sort of ranks within the Lions?
Other ranks within the Lions, and some young Lions as well.
That's good.
Young Leos. So it was a mixed invitation.
So the Lions, the Lionesses, or at least they were, and the Leos. You'll have to explain all of this to us.
Well, Leos are young members that we are always encouraging new members. And Lionesses, they are mixed clubs now. So, yes, there were Lions, Lionesses, and Leos.
There used to be Lioness clubs which were quite apart from the male domain and bastion in the 1980s, and then, well, legislation changed and society changed, and clubs became mixed groups so that the ladies could join in with the gentlemen with your activities. Now, I don't like to compare you, really, but we have on Cambridge 105 Radio in the past quite a lot featured, and still do, in fact, earlier this week, we were talking to some Rotarians. And the only reason I'm going to mention the Rotarians is people are thinking, well, what do Lions do? You know, like, what are Lions clubs all about? And I suppose the nearest we can make some parallels with are the Rotary clubs. But explain more now, really, and it's a very general question, what Lions do.
Right. Lions try and help their local communities. We get involved. We fundraise. We try and put everything back into the local community. We plan all sorts of events. Past events we've done have been large firework displays. We've also done car shows. And at Christmas, we have provided Santa's Grotto. And this Saturday, we are doing an Easter egg competition for young children aged between 3 and 11. And every child will get an Easter egg. And there's winning categories, and they will also get an additional prize as well. So they're some of the things that we do. We also do race nights. They're for local clubs, and we will go along and provide the service. So it helps a club or a society fundraise for themselves, and it increases our profile as well.
And race nights are, of all places, Newmarket. must be a gold mine for you, actually. You do a race night, probably, I don't know, in Peterborough wouldn't go down as well, as because obviously not being a horse racing town, which is where you're based in.
I know.
So people are very generous as well. You, both of you, Christine's here as well, were on a very cold Newmarket High Street with a stand just recently. This month is Marie Curie's Daffodil Month, raising money for Marie Curie and cancer care. Mm. And I know that's something you've done for many years.
Mm. Yes.
No exception this month.
No, last Friday, Christine and I were in the Guinness Shopping Centre in Newmarket with our daffodil hats on. And our
daffodil.
Yes.
Sort of look like a yellow, demented leprechaun. Yeah. It was the Marie Curie hat this month. Yes, I was looking at the Marie Curie website, and it does look, like one of Ken Dodd's little diddy men, but much more grown up than that, or a leprechaun, which was absolutely fantastic.
Versions.
Yeah, Christine, welcome. I knew we couldn't keep you away from the microphone.
Well, there you go. You can't keep me quiet for long.
So, as a group, at the moment, how many members have you got as a club in, in Newmarket?
Well, we are an active, but we are a small club. At the moment, we're 13 members, but of course, we're always looking for new members. And to do these events, it needs as many members as possible. So we do meet at the Rutland Arms Hotel in Newmarket on the first and third Thursday of the month, and anyone's welcome to come along. And they will be guaranteed a warm welcome. You know, we have people from all backgrounds and all ages, so there's no restriction at all, and we're a mixed club. So, you know, we are there, and we would always welcome new interest.
And we meet at 8 o'clock,
yes.
In the bar, and just sort of have a quick drink before the meeting, and then go into a back room that the Rutland Arms very kindly give us free of charge.
That's good, isn't it? Mm. If you're friendly with a hotel manager and can find a really nice venue. And Newmarket, I know, I used to live there. It's got some great little venues and some lovely rooms and some hotels. Rutland Arms just being one of them, but it's got a lot of character as well. So you're always looking for new members. You've got a Facebook page as well.
Yes, there's full details there.
Search for Newmarket Lions Club. And you can see some of the pictures, some of the antics, and some of your one of your past chairmen looking very good as Santa Claus. I know he dressed up Jeff Stagg, which is one of your former presidents. So you work on the basis of this is now your second year in office, but you've got a whole team of people that work with you. So you have a secretary.
Yes.
A treasurer.
Yes.
Someone called a lion tamer.
Yes.
What's the job of a lion tamer within the Lions Club?
Well, they coordinate anything that we need, and banners, and I think basically along those lines.
It's a good place for someone to start.
Yes.
So if they become a member, because I think you get sworn in, don't you?
You do, yes. Something.
How much is it to be a member of a Lions Club?
Currently, you pay £60 a year, mm-hmm. and it's 6 monthly intervals.
But the great thing is it's a very social aspect to it all as well, because there's great camaraderie among the men and the ladies, and wives come along. Because it may be that the wife is interested in doing this. Is your husband Paula, or do you have a husband who's interested in this?
I joined Lions because I was widowed 5 years ago.
Ah, I see.
And I already had friends that were members of Newmarket Lions Club. So I thought, personally, I joined because I thought that Lions was a good cause. But not only that, it was a good cause for myself as well, as regards socially, because there is that side of it as well. There's always events going on, and you meet other clubs. And so I regarded it as a good cause and a good cause for myself. And I'm sure other people, if they came along, would realise that as well.
Something you did, which is very big, that a lot of people will have heard of, is the Two Counties Motor Show, which I think was a large field you had near Ely. Was that right? Well, or was it Newmarket Racecourse where the event was?
It started off originally in Ely, and it was the two counties motor show because it was Suffolk and Cambridgeshire Lions working together. And yes, it started off in Ely, but then it got too big and too successful for the field. So we took over Newmarket Racecourse. And
again,
you don't
what a
get,
great venue right on your doorstep.
It was fabulous, and you don't get anything bigger or better than the racecourse.
That must have been a real call to arms, and that was one of the reasons why not just you as a Lions club, but you got, I think at the time it was Ely, wasn't it, it worked with you?
Ely, Cambridge and
Thetford
Newmarket.
Line. Newmarket was
Thetford
it.
Came along and helped us
leading stewards
on the gate, stewarding and that sort of thing.
And we the money you made in. On the gate was for charity.
Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Every penny raised by Lions goes back into the community.
Do you decide, is it the president's honour to decide where the money will be spent?
No, I like to put it out to all club members and it's all discussed. So this year, being our centenary year, we decided to give away £100 10 times to various local clubs and societies. So we gave to Newmarket News Talk, which is a reading service for the blind. We gave to Shine a Light as a new dementia group that's set up in Newmarket. We gave to Spice Guides. So it was discussed amongst club members which who we would denote, make a donation to for 10 clubs or societies. So I was quite proud to do that because I know it's a small amount, but for small clubs that can mean a big difference.
And the community, especially at town level, I think sometimes is stronger than it can be at city level. Here we are, a city growing towards 130,000 now. The population of Cambridge is heading in that direction. But sometimes I think for a smaller town of 30,000, like Newmarket, there can sometimes be more. People still know each other as they walk up and down your rather famous high street, you know. Have you ever used the Jockey Club as a venue? The marvellous, fantastic insides of the Jockey Club? Or is it something you still aspire to?
Aspire to. It does look wonderful. And that would be just wonderful.
Really? They're a bit mean. They really should be hosting you for one of your... You have a wine and canapes event for charity. Just think of that. I'll give you no idea now.
It would be fabulous.
Going away to discuss that one and think about that, I'm sure, for the future. And of course, catchment. You don't have to live in Newmarket. You've got members from Bottisham, out towards the Abingtons, the other side, so Chippenham, Moulton, the other side of Newmarket. But members can come in from Cambridge, why not?
You don't have to live in the town.
No.
Are there any contact details if people are interested listening to this and thinking, well, I want to find my place, places they can go? You've got Facebook, we mentioned that. Is there any other...
Well, people are always more than welcome to contact me.
Christine?
Yeah, I can give out my telephone number.
If it's allowed, if you don't mind, Christine.
Yeah.
Christine Rawlinson, who's the public relations officer. So, any details for you?
People are more than welcome to ring me on 07765 483365 or email me on christine.rawlinson17@gmail.com.
Thank you, Christine. I'll give those out again. Christine.rawlinson17@gmail.com. 07765 483365 if you're interested in joining the Lions generally, but hopefully Newmarket Lions Club. Send you eastwards, people. So if, like Paula, you needed some fulfilment when you had a gap in your life, do something special.
That's right, and I would encourage anyone, just come along, give us a go, come and see what we're about.
One of the little anecdotes was years ago at Newmarket, you had, of course, Woolworths, like so many towns did. You were very friendly with the manager at that time. And just before Christmas, glass of sherry, well, at least a mince pie we were offered. The doors were thrown open late just to older people in Newmarket, and Newmarket Lions would drive around to some of the sheltered schemes and take the older people, free of charge, and make sure they safely would arrive at Woolworth, and they could have a Christmas shopping evening with some exclusives from the shop manager. in the old days of the Woolworth on Newmarket High Street. There we are. It's a lovely little anecdote to finish with today. So, ladies, thank you very much for coming by and talking about Newmarket's Lions Club. I hope you do go from strength to strength and get some more members. And, of course, you have the social aspect of dinners as well. Wonderful dinners.
We're a fun club.
Yeah.
And that...
I know that. Yes, there's nothing straight-laced about what you do. Although it's probably quite difficult when you're coming to do an interview with me, but it's marvellous to see you both.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yes, thank you.
Christine Rawlinson there, the Public Relations Officer, and certainly not least, also Paula Stannard, who's the President of Newmarket Lions Club. Ladies, thank you both.
Thank you.